Good morning. Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. How are you? This is Prophetess Angela Billy, and we are live, Women of Royal Destiny International. This is our Blog Talk Radio show, and it's called Wake Up Royalty. I pray that you are a royal woman of God. And if you feel that you're not, I pray that you see that place of knowledge and that the Lord will keep you today. We have a big topic today. Our topic is great about overeating. So we have a lot of my things of that nature that this 1 second in our with this
when you clear your mind of
we are going to talk about various topics, various women of the body.
You can see
and I'm so notable. We're going to find so right now I'm kind of figuring out I have a call. So let me just click on to that chat. Today. This is our first month, so we will go from there. Okay, let me turn that down just a little bit. That was my wonderful friend, Evangelist Awana Harrod, and which she's calling me at the same time. So let's see. We're going to go live to a phone call from area code 334-559-3247. Good morning, you're on the air. Good afternoon. Are you there? Good afternoon, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm having a bad connection.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Ursula.
Oh, my spiritual daughter. Everyone, welcome her to our Blog Talk Radio program. How's your connection now?
It's better. I can hear now.
Okay, great. What I did was I stopped the music and turned it down some, and so we should have no problems with it now. This is Minister Ursula Pitts, and she's right here local from Opelika, Alabama. And she's my spiritual daughter, so I'm just honored that she was our first call. I am really honored. And if you would like to share anything that's on your heart this morning, you may. We have an hour episode, so praise be to God that we're able to have that much time and share. So I appreciate you taking off from your lunch to call in. So let me just stop and give you some time to just share whatever's on your heart.
I'm just hungry, wonderfully hungry, and just ready to listen and receive right now.
Oh, praise God, praise God. I like that. Did y'all hear what she said? She is wonderfully hungry. Now, we have a special guest, Dr. Andrew Chung, and right now he is calling me. So hold on, please. Yes, Dr. Chung. I'm wonderfully hungry. Amen. Okay, let's try that pin number again. hold on 1 second, Dr. Andrew, because we are on and I want to just mute. Okay, thank you for waiting. Like I said, that was our guest, and somehow the PIN number was incorrect. So I have him with the correct PIN number now. So we will go on. Ursula, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, wonderful. Well, Dr. Andrew Chung will be coming in just a minute, and I see we have another call, and I believe that's him. So I'm going to click him on so we can hear him, and then we will keep going. Dr. Andrew.
Yes, this is her, Dr. Andrew. Am I speaking to Prophetess Angela?
Yes, you are, and I am wonderfully
hungry. Hey, how are you, Prophetess Angela?
Wonderfully hungry.
Right, and this heart doctor is wonderfully hungry too, and it's wonderful because we're both not having heart attacks, and having a heart attack is terrible, so that lets us know we're not having something terrible. It's the opposite
right.
of terrible, which is wonderful. And so, yes, and so I want to express a gratitude to the man upstairs for allowing this to happen. And so... start off with what I've been informed of, and hope that hasn't changed. We're here to talk about Eve today, as in the helpmate of Adam, the one that the person that God created from one of Adam's ribs. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, my being a heart doctor, my perspective on the rib is that rib must have been on the left side, over at the bottom of Adam's heart. The bottom of our heart actually peeks out a little bit from under the ribs, so that if we're attacked, if physically someone were to attack us and stab us, that it is possible, because we don't have a rib covering the bottom of our heart, for the knife to enter into the bottom of our heart and wound our heart and kill our heart, kill us. Damage the heart. And so that from a heart doctor's view about Eve represents actually protection for our hearts. That because she was a rib that God took, that Adam, us guys, we need the woman in our life to guard our hearts,
yes.
That she helps us guard our hearts. The rib is protection, and so now our heart is exposed, and we have our arms and all that where we would protect ourselves from getting hurt, including the rib. And so what does that mean? That means that Eve represents, for those of us who are heart doctors, represents the last line of defense against an outside attack, against our heart. And so what does that mean? For those of us who are guys, we should be very mindful about involving Eve in guarding our hearts and keeping our hearts from being polluted. And one of the Proverbs is, above all else, guard the heart, for it's the wellspring of life. So that based on what we know about Eve being created from a rib and the function of rib to protect our vital organs, and knowing that one of our vital organs, is the heart, is exposed on the left side, the bottom of it, that we're allowed to know, wow, the way Eve is to help us is to be the last line of defense. That as long as we're mindful, we're fine. But we need to have the woman in our life that God arranged for us to have, our helpmate in life, to be involved, to know what's going on. And this heart doctor has that thought that he would share with you, that one of the reasons why the serpent, the snake, got through is because Adam did not involve Eve, did not really tell her the up and up on what was going on. And instead of involving her, it's from his heart, running the show. It wasn't in his mind. He didn't think it through. Because of that, he did not tell Eve what she needed to know to be that last line of defense of keeping Satan out of the garden and to keep Satan from being involved. So that Eve had misinformation, disinformation. How do we know? In Scripture, the serpent, the snake, asked Eve a question, and it's clear from Eve's answer that she had been misled. What is it in Scripture? Eve said to the serpent that God said, and this would have been from Adam telling her what God said, that God said that even if they touched the fruit, touched the tree, that they would surely die.
Yes.
And see, that's not what God said. So where did Eve get that information from? From Adam. And what was Adam doing? Adam meant well. He would likely say, as guys would say, I just was protecting my helpmate, my woman. She's beautiful, so that means she can't think on her own. We have to do the thinking for her. And so, if we don't tell her to stay away from the tree, not touch the fruit, because tell her that it was an innocent lie. If we didn't tell her, she would have gotten us into trouble. She would have touched the fruit and stuff, and then surely she would have eaten it at that point, even though we would tell her exactly what God told us. Don't eat it. If you eat it, you surely die. So that's what we're doing. The guys are doing even now with their helpmates. Not full disclosure, not involving our woman. To be that last line of defense for our heart.
Yeah.
And
wow.
She was from the outset. So, yeah, that's the thought I would share with you, since to be on topic, right? This is all about Eve.
This is all about Eve.
You're right. This is all about Eve. And that's what we know, right, about Eve, is what is written in Scripture. And from that, what thoughts do we have? And you invited a heart doctor to talk, to share his thoughts. And so this is how the Lord uses heart doctors. He gives us thoughts that have a perspective from the heart. So there you have it. So Prophetess Angela, how would you like to expand on that, or would you like to read the rest?
Yeah, I'm going to expand on it. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Yeah, I want to expand on that. I want to read the scripture, and then we're going to open up for some questions. If they have any questions of what you have already shared, I want to open the questions up as well. But I want to just read a couple of verses of scripture from Genesis chapter 3.
Okay.
And I want to just start right there at that first verse, and then we can expound on it a little bit more. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And so this is just to just back up what the Lord has given Dr. Andrew to share with us already. It's right here in Genesis chapter 3. And one point I would just like to kind of share on and talk on just really quickly is about the vision that we can have that's not of God. When she saw, something happened to her sight. Her whole vision was changed at that right. very moment. And that's something that I've always looked at. And so when she, the serpent said unto her, "Woman, ye shall not surely die." Of course, that was a lie in the way he had just mentioned. But he said, "God know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened."
Right. And I would add, prophetess, Angela, the thought that it's actually not entirely not entirely untrue, because what the serpent is referring to is that you're touching the fruit, you're not surely going to die from touching the fruit.
Yes, exactly.
And so how it happened, how the serpent was able then to deceive Eve was because of that, that he was able to say something that was partially true.
Uh-huh.
That Eve then proceeded to touch the fruit and then recognized she didn't die. That indeed, you know, there was something wrong here. That she had been told something that wasn't true. And who was the source of that? The husband, Adam.
Yes.
Was the source of that. And, why did Adam... why did Adam add to what God said? And we can picture it being there. How can we picture it? Those of us who are guys have been there, done that.
Uh-huh.
We know. And women oftentimes have the experience they've had that happen to them. That their husband added things. And that it made things worse. That they meant well, but really it came down to what the husband thinking erroneously thinking that their wife is stupid. That their wife cannot think for themselves.
Right there, Dr. Andrew. Right there. I think that's a good place to take a call. Let's take a call. We have an area code 240-353-2255. Are you there? 240-353-2255.
Hey, Prophetess Angela. This is LaWanna Harrod.
Oh, praise God.
Right. I am so intrigued by this whole structure of the heart and being uncovered and how God has placed our husbands or the midwives in place for us to have that source of resources of covering and the things that we can just empty out before them. And because if we're not, our heart is detoured. Our heart is detoured into believing the lies and to believe in the deception, not only of the serpent, but of those that are around us that are not rooted and grounded. And that's why the word tells us for us to train them up, to train them. And if we're not, it just seems like, you know, we're just lost and we just have so many issues that have gotten into our heart and it's making us sick.
Yeah, the proverb, the thought here, the issues of life, there's a specific verse in the Bible. It's Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And what's written there is, above all else, guard the heart. Well, from it rises all the issues of life. So it's appropriate that you use that that word, that and we would say laus deo, that that word, that thought is given to you. Yeah, the issues of life, and that's why we guard the heart. And this thought about Eve arising, being made from a rib that covered the heart, is about the rib's function, is to be serving and guarding the heart. And so Eve, again, really needs to be strengthened, to be edified, built up with the truth, and not things made up and added by the guy. You know, the man, the husband would say, I was just protecting Eve. Well, see, God, it's written, the reason God created Eve was to help Adam, not to be protected by, and not for Adam to have something else to do on top of his relationship with God.
Yeah.
And the location of where it speaks to that. At the same time, Adam, as the husband, has a role to edify Eve, so that she's going to be better able to do what she's supposed to do, help Adam. And so it's one of those things that we just messed up. And the reason why is that in our hearts, we want things, and the wanting is fine. But what it is that what's easily deceived is that if we want something, it means we need it. And it is when we get confused about those two, that need is terrible, desperate. In desperation, we start acting irrationally. We start, the mind no longer is in the loop. And it's in the mind we know right from wrong. That Adam and Eve would be in a position where they go, we're not going there because it isn't right. As much as we want to be like God, as much as we want to know, we don't need it. And so we're not going there. We don't need it. And then one of the things, the fruit, the forbidden fruit, that information, their eyes are open. So they now know they're naked. They didn't need to know they were naked. They're in paradise. They're in the garden. They don't need it. So it's along those lines. It's mindful. They needed to be more mindful, not less. And so that's the reason for guarding the heart, because in the heart, it's the desires and wants. And it's a heart that would pull us toward what we desire, what we want, instead of having us think through things. So Eve needed to be built up. If Eve were built up, and no, Satan, the serpent, would have had no way to get by Eve. Because Eve would have said, you know, would surely die if we ate of the fruit. And then the serpent wouldn't have any way. I mean, the serpent could say, no, you wouldn't. And then Eve would be in a position, God's a lot bigger than you are, little snake. But it is when the serpent goes, no, that's not true. Just see. Just touch the fruit. You're not going to die. And then she touches the fruit. He's in at that point. Through the mind. Evidence. So Eve was weakened by what Adam added.
Yeah.
Even though you would say Adam added it because, but see, it's from his heart that he ended up wrongly thinking that Eve needed to, like, extra, just be kept away from the tree. You know, just that she couldn't think for herself. That she didn't need to be edified. So that's what happened there. And so this is, it is about gluttony, overeating. Overeating. That bite of fruit, neither of them needed it. It was more than they needed. It's gluttony that, but it's also gluttony of knowledge. They didn't need to know they were naked. It was unnecessary information. It's only for them.
That's
and,
right.
And so that caused them to hide from God. Not only that, to sew fig leaves together, embarrassed about the way they looked, and also embarrassed to be before God as well. They didn't need that information. So gluttony on two levels. On the level of the physical, their body didn't need it. They were immortals. It was going to kill them. And they don't need to die. They were immortals. And then, and they didn't need to know it in their mind. So it was more than they needed in their mind. And it causes them to worry, causes them to be embarrassed before God, to hide from Him. And they didn't need to do that either. So just gluttony is what happened.
Okay. Right.
That's what we named it. Yes. left there.
Right there, Dr. Andrew. That was so profound in God. Because I've never heard that, gluttony in knowledge and in the physical. That's very key. And we have another call. I want her to come in and say what she thought about that. And that is area code 334-707-5495. Please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello, are you there? 334-707.
God, praise God. How you doing, woman of God?
God bless you. State your name.
Amen.
And
God
your
bless
area.
You. This is Prophetess Evangelist.
Yeah, and we're wonderfully hungry, and we hope you're able to eat too. Are you able to eat?
Amen.
Are you? You are able
this
to eat. All right, you're laughing
am,
about
I
this.
Am.
I mean,
Amen.
Yeah, it means you've never heard that.
Right.
You've never heard this said before. Wonderfully hungry. Okay, you never said.
Amen.
Obligated. All right, we're all the glory, the amen to him. We're obligated to prove it to you. All right, here's how we prove it. All right,
amen.
Though you've never heard of wonderfully hungry, surely you've
right.
heard of healthy appetite. You've heard of healthy appetite before, right?
Right.
Okay, now healthy appetite. You've heard of it before. Isn't it true, healthy appetite?
Yes.
Okay, it is. All right, now let's think about it, break it down. Healthy, that's wonderful, right, being healthy. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then appetite. That's pretty much the same thing as hunger, isn't it? If we look in the thesaurus, aren't we going to expect to see hunger listed as a synonym for appetite?
Okay.
Yeah, we are. And so what does that mean? Synonym, interchangeable. So you said you're able to eat, right? You're able to eat. Correct?
Right. Amen.
Okay. So this healthy appetite is the same thing as wonderfully hungry. So it's right to say wonderfully hungry. So let's try this on for size. Okay, so we're going to ask you in a second, how are you? And this time we're hoping that instead of saying, okay, all right, then pat answers that don't mean anything to a heart time, that you would say that you're wonderfully hungry. So this how God would be able to say to you, oh, that is wonderful because that means we're both not having heart attacks right now. And having a heart attack is terrible. So anything that lets us know we're not having something terrible is the opposite terrible. We're wonderful. All right, so here we go. How are you?
I'm wonderfully hungry.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Me too. This heart attack is wonderfully hungry too. And Prophetess Angela is wonderfully hungry too. So all three of us not having a heart attack right now, which is terrible. Having a heart attack is terrible. So all three of us not having something terrible. So that means the opposite of terrible is happening. The opposite of terrible. Wonderful. And why do we need to prove it? We can't believe it, because in our heart, this is about protecting the heart. We're talking about Eve, you know, originally as a rib. And this heart doctor was given the thought that that rib would have covered that area, the bottom part of the heart, would have kept that bottom part of the heart from being hit by knives and spears and what have you. The other thought that comes to mind is that when Jesus Christ was pierced on the cross, that hole in the side was on the left side. It was through the bottom of his heart.
Yeah.
That would not have happened if he had the rib. That became Eve. All right, so we're talking about the hearts. It really is wonderful. And we're talking about how that being hungry allows us to know that we're not having our hearts attacked.
Amen, yeah.
So that is indeed wonderful. And so so you now know this. You've heard this for the first time. You said it. And didn't you not feel it? So let's try it again. How are you? How are you? Hello?
Linda.
You're there. How are you?
Evangelist Linda?
Yeah.
Evangelist Harris? Either one. Anyone can answer that right now?
Yeah, anyone still on the line?
Everyone is unmuted, so you may answer the question.
Yeah, how are you?
Hungry.
Okay, all right, yeah, wonderful. And now, it didn't roll off the tongue. Remember, it was like pulling teeth. We had to get people to say that. People didn't jump at it, all right? So what does that mean? It doesn't ever feel right. Why? It feels like we're lying. Why? We don't believe it's wonderful. Why? In our heart, none of us want to be hungry. And so we cannot accept this into our heart to believe that it's wonderful, because we don't want to be hungry. And if we can't believe something if we're not able to accept it into our heart. So what does this mean? This means that when we're saying it, people, if we choose to say it, we have free choice in this. If y'all choose to say it to people around you, it's very likely, because everyone doesn't believe it's true, it's very likely someone's going to say to you, how can you say that? I don't believe it. And then truthfully, we should say, we don't believe it either. And then people would then say, isn't that lying when you're saying something you don't believe to be true? And actually, it isn't if we know for a fact that it's true.
Amen.
And how
yeah.
do we know for a fact it's true? It's when we can prove it. We know for a fact it's true. And as long as we know for a fact it's true, we are not lying. And so our heart, though, always against it, it's always going to make us think, erroneously think, falsely think, that we're lying. But it is this proving. It allows us to be strong in our mind about it. And why do we need that? Because this thing about wonderfully hungry, it is the key. Saying it is the key to putting on the full armor of God.
Hallelujah.
Which we need. And why is that? Because this is so unbelievably true. And it is that which is unbelievably true that sets up, is our putting on the full armor of God. The buckle of the full armor of God is that which is unbelievably true. So when what comes out of our mouth is unbelievably true, and this is one of those, the full armor of God has been put on. And why? This is called shielding up to block the propaganda, the fiery darts, that hunger is starvation. It is the number one attack that the prince of this world has against us. How do we know? It was his number one attack in the Prince of Peace. And so that's how we know. It's through our Prince of Peace, and the Word of God, that we know this. And so, so here we go again. How are you?
Wonderfully hungry.
Yeah, there you go. And people are laughing. Why? It is mindfully. It's real joy. Joy that's in the mind, not the heart. That's the reason we laugh, because we know it. You see it. So if you choose to do this, it's free choice. You'll be allowed to learn even more about this. But now that you're saying it, it's also the time to know what else have we not heard, or our own heart has not allowed us to hear and to really listen to and comprehend. The other thing.
Yes, right there, Dr. Andrew. I'm sorry to interrupt. But we have those that have to go back from their lunch hour. They are calling in from work. And we just want to just give them just some time to just ask you anything that they want to ask you before they have to return back to work. And so, Evangelist LaWanna, are you still there from Maryland?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, would you like to ask anything of Dr. Andrew before you have to return?
I am wonderfully hungry and I am feasting. I am wonderfully
hungry too here. So, yes, your question.
My question is those things that we were talking about, the heart issues and those things that detour us, when we come to a blockage, what is your suggestion that the people do to get either over the blockage or around it, or what is your suggestion for us to move forward through it?
Okay. In terms of blockage, are you talking about the heart that the physical heart that pumps blood, or are you talking about our heart of heart, the heart of our soul?
Yes, both.
Talking about both, actually. Okay. Well, as far as blockages go, all right, here's what we know, that when we overeat, okay, so what were you referring to? The sin of gluttony, it really is the number one greatest sin. How do we know? It killed two immortals from the outset. Adam and Eve were immortal. And so this sin, the sin of overeating, eating more than we need, killed two immortals. So it really is a powerful sin. It's really harmful. That when we do this, overeating, eating more than the right amount, which we were allowed to discover, rediscover actually, at Emory some 14 years ago, now going on 15 years, back in 1997, as 32 ounces of food a day. that whenever we do that, we start having this terribly bad inside that, VAT, that is harmful. It is completely harmful. It's not beneficial at all, especially the ones that gather on the surface of the heart. Okay, those are called epicardial adipose tissue, patches on the surface of the heart. Why are they terrible? They make poisons, release poisons, and the arteries on the surface of the heart that are directly underneath those patches, those are the arteries that develop blockages. So that when we have them, that's when the arteries start acting up. That's when we may have chest discomfort. And if those patches remain over time, those arteries will have blockages. That's what we see. And we're reminded of it every time our heart surgeon friends have us, invite us to participate in helping out in their opening up the chest, that we see those patches on the surface of the heart. And what are those of us who are heart doctors thinking? Wow, I hope I don't have any of those patches on my heart, because it's under those patches that the blockages are there. And that's where the bypass grafts have to be sewn past those. The surgeon doesn't even touch those patches, looks for places that don't have the patches, because those are the places where the arteries aren't blocked, so that we would sew the grafts. So how do we make those things go away? We got to stop the overeating. And how do we do that? We need to strongly know what exactly is overeating. It's eating more than the right amount. And so then how do we do that? It's guarding the body by holding to this right amount. 32 ounces of food a day. How do we do that? We need to weigh our meals, running total, so that we have the mind, our mind, and we can make the mindful choice of what? Stopping when we get to 32. And everyone around us go, you know, we hear your stomach making sounds. Does that mean you need to eat? And go, no, we want to eat. Able to eat more, but we shouldn't. So that's what that's the way, is to stop this. And we do need our Lord's help to have our minds renewed and strengthened to be able to do this.
Yes, we do.
Right. So any other questions?
Any other questions? Thank you, Evangelist Sawana.
There.
Any other questions? We have area code 302-724-9504. Are you on the air?
Yes, I'm on the air. I don't have any questions. My phone is going in and out, so I haven't caught everything. So I'm just going to listen this time.
Okay. Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Brenda Lucas?
Yes.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Lucas.
Thank you.
How are you, Pastor Lucas? Right there. Is she still on the line? Probably not, if her cell phone's...
Yes, I'm just going to listen this time because my phone keeps going in and out, so I've not really caught all that's been said. So.
Okay. Well, still, we hope that still means you're able to eat, Pastor Lucas. Are you able to eat? Pastor Brenda.
I did not catch everything you just said.
Okay. Pastor Brenda, we care. We choose to care about you, so we care to know. Are you able to eat, though, Pastor Brenda?
Am I able to...
Eat?
Eat, yes.
You are. Okay, you're wonderfully hungry, too. All right, that is really wonderful.
I do apologize, but I am wonderfully hungry. Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. That is wonderful. It's right for the heart doctor to know, right? It wouldn't be right for people to go, you know, so-and-so talked to this heart doctor and was having a heart attack in the middle of the radio show, and he didn't even know it. Right for the heart doctor to know. Okay, all right. This is how he finds out.
Well, thank you for that, Pastor Brenda. We're going to go back to, let's see, who do we have here? We have Evangelist Linda Three. Would you like to, do you have a question for Dr. Andrew about what has been said thus far? Evangelist Linda, are you there? Okay. Are you there, Evangelist Linda?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Do you have any questions you have for Dr. Andrew?
Well, concerning, I'm going to the heart now. My concern is, I wanted to do a diet. I'm talking in diet wise. And I was thinking about the Atkins diet. And also, my doctor gave me a pamphlet on the sleeve surgery with the petrified of that right there. Can you give me some insight on that, please?
Right. Evangelist Linda, first of all, how are you, Evangelist Linda?
How old am I?
No, how are you? How are you doing?
Health-wise?
No, just how are you? You know, the southern
I'm good.
Greeting.
I'm
you
good.
Well,
I'm good.
I hope you're good. Means
I'm
you're
good.
Able to eat, Evangelist Linda. Are you able to eat?
Right.
Are you able to eat?
Yes.
You are? Oh, you're wonderfully hungry, too, Evangelist Linda.
Yes.
That is wonderful, because that means we are, too. We're all not having heart attacks. And again, heart attack is terrible. Even the smallest one would take away our ability to eat. So it's killing us. The smallest one would. So so anything that lets us know that we're not having something terrible, it really is. We just proved it's wonderful. And that's important. We do need to do that. All right, so now, your question, dieting. Evangelist Linda, as far as this heart doctor is concerned, okay, there are lots of diets out there. They've all been studied. But which one would the heart doctor care about the most?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's been proven to prevent heart attacks. And you know what? All the diets have been studied. None of them have been proven to prevent heart attacks. None of them have. So what does that mean? These diets, though, they all have varying success with helping people lose weight, though. Okay, so there's that. So some people have said to this heart doctor, patients and patients' family and friends and alike would go, you know, but isn't that beneficial to lose weight? And this heart doctor would truthfully tell you that you could tell me on the phone, Evangelist Brenda, right? Correct? That you lost weight. But, you know, this heart doctor would have to say, well, he knows of diabetic patients that have had their foot or leg amputated because of a non-healing ulcer. And they've lost weight that way. But this heart doctor, it wouldn't be right for them to say that that was a welcome thing for them to lose weight that way. So losing weight is not really what this heart doctor knows to be beneficial. What we all need to do is lose that terribly bad inside fat, VAT, that makes us look a little pregnant when we're not. Because when we have that, we also have it on the surface of our heart. And that is what's going to cause the blockages in the arteries of the heart that cause a heart attack, but also the blockages in the neck arteries cause strokes too, brain attacks too. And so what does that mean? Ooh, we've got to get rid of that. And so none of the diets have been shown to do that.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that's been shown to help with that is when we force people to eat closer to the right amount by surgery, when we do the stomach stapling and the bypass, gastric bypass surgery, or the lap banding, that those people, when that happens, starting at about day three, they start coming off all their medicines for cholesterol, diabetes, and all that. So we know that that is the key, is that we can either force people to eat closer to the right amount so they stop overeating, which we say is a terribly dreadful sin, is the greatest sin, kill two immortals from the outset. That if we can force people to do it, it benefits them. How much smarter is it to help people, teach people, build them up so that they can choose to do it too, instead of being forced by surgery to do it?
Yeah.
So that's what this is about guarding the heart and guard the body. Guard the body by holding the right amount, 32 ounces of food a day, and then guard the heart in two ways. First way, shield up to block the propaganda that hunger is starvation. This is the number one attack, spiritual attack, that causes people to then not guard their body, to then do that terrible number one Adam and Eve's great sin that killed them, killed two immortals, the overeating. It is this thing about hunger being starvation, that when we want to eat, it means we need to eat. All right? That is what, and the way to block that is the full armor of God, with the linchpin, with the centerpiece, the buckle being our saying we're wonderfully hungry. So Evangelist Brenda, let's try it on for science. So how are you? How are you, Evangelist Brenda? How are you?
I'm stuck.
Oh, it's a struggle. It's a heart. Your heart. None of us want to say it. Heart is doing that to you, Evangelist Brenda. It's the only rational explanation we have. So we would pray, dear God, Father, please, would you strengthen Evangelist Brenda's mind?
Linda. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Evangelist. So, Brenda, how are you?
I am good.
Okay, remember, we're hoping that good is one. So what is that you're able to eat, which means wonderfully hungry. So it's right to say it. So,
that means that I'm wonderfully hungry because I am able to eat.
Right, yeah, how are you?
Wonderfully
right. Okay, see, it wasn't easy. And the only rational explanation for why it was such a challenge for you is the heart. And why is the heart getting in the way of the mind? It's in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the heart is deceitfully wicked. Above all, who can know? Those of us who are guarding the heart know it. So how do we guard the heart? Two ways. First way, shield up the block of propaganda, that hunger starvation, by saying we're wonderfully hungry. Whenever we're invited to speak, whenever we're reading. And then the second way of guarding the heart, we must deny our heart of all thanks, praise, and glory, because our heart can't handle even a taste of it. If it does, it gets puffed up, and we lose humility. And we need the humility to guard our body and our heart. And how do we do that? Whenever there's thanks, praise, and glory, in the way of an American tradition, American tradition started with General George Washington, to say Laus Deo whenever there's thanks, praise, and glory. We really need to say it. So that whenever people thank us, especially and glorify us, especially you tell them about this, you know, they're wonderful, guarding their body, they may check behind our backs and go, and we go, what are you doing? They go, we're looking for wings. We think you're angels. Wow, there's glory in that. What should we do? Laus Deo, Laus Deo, Laus Deo. Why? Because our heart can't take a bit of it. And so when we say Laus Deo, it's Latin for praise God. God is good. Only He is good. He takes it up.
Amen.
So that our hearts would not be puffed up and then run the show. So this is about what? Mind over heart.
Yeah.
Over the what? The heart, not over the mind. Because if the heart's over the mind, we would no longer be able to say wonderfully hungry. Okay, so Brenda, Evangelist Brenda, you're now able to. So let's try this again. How are you, Evangelist Brenda?
I am wonderfully hungry.
You see, it's still a struggle. You see how that is? How important it is?
Am I still struggling? Oh, my goodness.
See that?
Oh,
yeah,
my
see how important it is? Yeah, I know.
It's
weird. Bizarre. But see, that's spiritual things are like that. Weird. And
my Lord. Mm-mm-mm.
I know. Our Lord, save us from our enemies.
Yes, Lord.
But starting with our number one worst enemy is what? Our own heart. That's what's going on. So what does that mean? The mind is surrounded. We've got enemies surrounding us on the outside, but then on the inside, our own heart too. And so what does that mean? Ooh, we really need the full armor of God. And here's how to put it on. It starts with just this. This is how to put it on. Yeah, all the glory, amen to that. So, Evangelist Brenda, how are you?
It's my time again.
Evangelist Linda, how are you? Evangelist Linda,
I'm still struggling.
I know. Struggling to put on the armor of God. The whole armor of God. All right, but you can do it. We pray for you, dear Heavenly Father. Please help Evangelist Linda more than ever in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. How are you, Evangelist Linda?
What my answer should be?
Yeah, it should be wonderfully hungry. So you
I'm
put on the full armor of God.
I'm wonderfully hungry. Amen.
There you go.
Yay!
Us too. All of us.
I'm
yay!
Remember that.
Yay!
I'm wonderfully hungry. Amen.
Yeah, right. Your mind has to hold on to it. And the renewing and strengthening, that's what we need, to hold on to it. The full
Amen.
Armor of God.
Wonderfully
that's
hungry.
That's how to put it on. Saying this, that was just unbelievably true.
Yes, Dr. Antro. This really shows us how deceitful the heart is. It tries to block us from truth. And,
yes.
You know, I've had this
connects us from him.
Yes,
stripped
totally.
Of his armor that we need.
Yes.
That it would strip us so that we would be defenseless, that we would be wide open for the spear attack.
Exactly.
From the centurion, yes.
And so we've heard this live, just how that struggle it will be there.
You're seeing it. We didn't stage any of this.
We didn't
Evangelist
stage
Linda,
this.
Have we ever talked on the phone before?
No.
Ever talked?
No, we haven't.
No, right. So
this
is not
like
this is
totally
completely not staged, not rehearsed, not it's real.
This is real, and the more you say it, the more freedom. I mean, you're beaming with the glory of God upon you. And,
right. What happens is your mind gets more and more filled with Him.
Exactly.
When we're doing this, full armor of God on, the heart now is out of the way of our minds.
Exactly.
We are more able to open the door of our mind wide open.
Wide open.
The Lord is knocking to just welcome Him in.
Because,
For Him to fill us up and expand our mind even more than ever.
Exactly. I was in the walking around yesterday, and I have never, this is Prophetess Angela Billings, and you are listening to Women of Royal Destiny International's live broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and our program is called Wake Up to Royalty. And our guest, special guest today is Dr. Andrew Chung, and he is at Emory University, cardiology, right, Dr. Chung? Did I get that
right? I'm involved at Emory as in a humanitarian effort. The website for y'all to check out, okay, is imvc.org. It is an Emory website. The full name of it is emory.imvc.org, but imvc.org is short. The short one works too. And I stands for international. M stands for medical. V stands for this terribly bad inside bad, that. And then C stands for cure, and it is .org. It's an organization. It's completely a humanitarian effort. There is no money motive at all, no love of money, which is the root of all evil, at all involved in this. If you go to the website, you'll see that that is indeed the case. And when you go there, look for things about being hungrier, okay? All the discussions about that is related to what we're talking on air here. And when you go there, you'll see that we're for real. That indeed this is a humanitarian effort. And being a humanitarian, what does that mean? It's folks of like mind, like-mindedness, not like-heartedness, like-mindedness.
Amen.
About what? About making that choice, mindful choice, to care about people around us with our heart. With our heart, not using our heart to make the choice. It's with the mind we make the choice. And the heart is involved. We use it, but the heart doesn't want this. We actually, in our heart, don't want to care about people. But it is with the mind that we can make that choice still to care about people, especially people that in our heart we don't like. All right? But that's what it means being a humanitarian. And that's what it takes, is that choice to do this that you're hearing on air, to say to people around us, regardless of who they are, whether we like them or not, when they greet us, how are you? And we make that choice, we're going to put on the full armor of God. We're going to say, wonderfully hungry. And then when we do that, people are going to, you're going to discover people who did care about us, as evident by their asking how we're doing, if they choose not to do this, they're also going to choose to stop caring about us. That's going to add to the reasons why we don't want to do this. But that it builds up the mind in knowing that the reason we're doing this is because of our choice to care about them. That they need to, and if we stop, they're definitely not going to get any closer to doing this that they need to do too. So it is completely a mindful choice to care, and that's the strongest reason we could possibly have to keep on doing this. And we do need that strongest reason, okay?
Yes,
so that's what this is about.
Thank you so much, Dr. Andrew. And also, something you said, and then I see that we have another call here, from area code 706-773-4870. Could you please introduce yourself and tell us where you're from?
My name is Bafashka Smith, and I'm from Valley, Alabama.
Welcome. Welcome to Wake Up to Royalty.
Now you broke up for me. I didn't hear the first part. I got your last name to be Smith. So your first name is?
Latashika.
Oh, Latashika. Okay, you're the first Latashika I've ever met. All right, Latashika, it's right for us to greet you. That means we openly care about you. So, Latashika, how are you?
I am wonderfully hungry.
Yeah, me too. And so is Providence Angela. So we all about having heart attacks right now, and not having heart attack is opposite of the heart attacks are terrible. So anything that lets us know we're not having something terrible, it's wonderful. All right. So Natashika, what thought is on your mind?
I just saw the blog, the information on Providence Billings page, and I just wanted just to see what the actual talk was about, because I actually got in late on, and I'm sorry about that.
Shalom. But go ahead. Share with us the thought that you have in mind, that something drew you. So you must have a question or two or three. Go ahead.
I don't have any specific question. I'm in the process of, I'm not sure exactly what I'm hungry and thirsty for the word, so I'm not sure exactly what is my question would be to this point.
Okay, Latashika, that thought is a wonderful one. All right, you're hungry for the word of God. Okay, you refer to hunger and thirst in Scripture. That's hunger and thirst for righteousness, and it's in the mind. We know right from wrong. So there is a mental hunger and thirst, but you're saying hunger for the word of God. This thing where we're hungry for food, real food, is also the same as, synonymous with hunger for the flesh of the Word of God. And the reason why is in Scripture, at John chapter 6, verse 55. What's written there is that Jesus Christ of Nazareth says that truly, really, that his flesh is real food. So that when we're hungry for real food, that's what medically we would be talking about here. Able to eat real food, that we can also truthfully say, based on what's written in Scripture, that the Jesus Christ of Nazareth said to everybody, for my flesh is real food. That we're hungry for real food, want to eat, able to eat real food. That means, at that point, we can truthfully say, we're hungry for the flesh of the Word of God. Because it's written, he said that, his flesh is real food. And this teaching is very challenging. How do we know that? Because what's written in Scripture is, after Jesus said that, a lot of his followers said, this is hard teaching. Who can accept it? They left it. And so that's what it is. It's not, it's not milk, that we're talking about here. As Apostle Paul said, we should advance, move forward, put away the childish thing. This is solid food, scripture-wise. So you're hungry, right? So you're getting solid food, right? So you're getting what it is that was on your mind, right? So I hope that builds you up. Does that build you up?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, that's just wonderful. Well, we have, it's just really something. It's 12:57, and I just feel like we just got started. So, Dr. Andrew, I guess you're just going to have to be one of our just forever guests.
Okay, well, I would say, Laos Deo, that this is quite the way to start to have the first in the series about women, of Scripture. And we actually, prior to our meeting, Prophetess Angela, I have talked, and one of the thoughts we had was actually about Mary. So everyone who's listening in ought to look forward to that, because we do have a very awesome thought about the Virgin Mary.
So we have about 80 seconds left, and we just speak blessings of God upon each of you that called in today. We say Los Dio, which means what?
And praise God. And it's how we guard our heart the second way. Deny our heart of all thanks, praise, and glory. Keep it out, because our heart really can't handle even a taste of it.
Well,
and only God is good.
He
can take it away.
You all.
We can't handle it. So.
Thank you for calling in.
Yep, I stay, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, be hungrier. It really is wonderfully healthy, especially for the heart. And y'all know how to do it now, right? Guard the body and guard the heart. Learn more at imvc.org at Embry. okay? I for international, M for medical, B for VAT, V-A-T, B for cure, and it is a .org, not a .com. So y'all check it out, okay?
Have a blessed day. Be hungrier.
Yeah, that's how we, blessed are those who hunger now, for you will be satisfied. Luke chapter 6:21.